It's crunch time for the All Blacks this weekend, especially the coach Ian Foster. The side's lost five of their last six tests, and New Zealand rugby's hardly been glowing in its support of Mr. Foster, meaning lose this weekend and it could be all over for him. Well, reporter Leonard Powell popped out to ask people if they would be watching the game, which kicks off at 3 a.m. this Sunday morning.
It's too early in the morning for me, mate, but I'll grab it when it's on the rerun or something like that. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, probably. I don't know, I'm going to watch.
Maybe. I'd say so, my husband will be.
Have you got a score prediction?
27-13 for the Springboks.
Oh, I'll think of 22-12, something like that. Sweet. South Africa have been the losing team.
32-20 to South Africa.
Do you want to see South Africa win?
Yeah, I'm Irish, so I'm really happy we're number one in the world, so, yep.
I always want my home team to win, to be honest. I'm a bit of a sore loser when it comes to losing. New Zealand better win this time, to be honest. We can't have that embarrassment with Ireland and all the other guys, so... Oh, I hope they can beat the Springboks, to be honest, yeah.
They're quite capable, so just have to keep fingers crossed.
You have to go for the All Blacks. Yeah.
Have you still got faith?
I have faith, yes. We're going to do it.
Joining me now in the studio is sports reporter Clay Wilson. Evening, Clay. Let's start with, there's plenty at stake here, isn't there, really? Run us through.
Understatement of the century.
Run us through exactly what's at stake, because there are a few things, obviously.
Well, I mean, apart from just the fact that this All Blacks team hasn't won in the last three games, I've lost five of their last six, but, I mean, the obvious and most major one here is the situation around Ian Foster and what's going to happen there. I mean, we don't know if things perhaps have already been decided behind closed doors or if he does have one last chance this weekend, but it's a big game, and I think it's told this week in some of the things we've seen and heard around the All Blacks camp.
A big game in a pretty harsh location, right? Tell us a little bit about Ellis Park, about its reputation as a ground to play footy at.
Yeah, well, you only have to listen to the likes of Bowden Barrett, Richie Moringa talk this week about what it means. You know, obviously they have played in the past a lot as Super Rugby, but it is renowned as perhaps like the biggest cauldron in world rugby. South African fans are pretty frenzied, but at Ellis Park, and then you add in playing on the high veld, the altitude there, and what it does to athletes that aren't used to that. You know, they talk about that burning feeling you get in your lungs. You know, if you haven't gone for a run for a while, and then you get out and you push yourself a bit hard.
You'd hope they had. Changes to the side. You mentioned Bowden Barrett. He's on the bench. Richie Moringa comes in to play first five, and there are a few others.
Yeah, three others. So, I mean, the Richie Moringa change in for Bowden Barrett is perhaps the biggest, but both props have been swapped out after this perhaps perceived scrum issues last week. There was some penalties got dished around in the first half, and then things came right in the second half a little bit. But they've swapped those two props out, and also Shannon Frizzell comes in to the loose forward trio. Now, Shannon Frizzell is a big man, and we know about the South African team, a big, imposing, physical
team.
They
ran over us last week, really, didn't they, forwards?
And from the outside looking in, it looks like they've brought someone like Shannon Frizzell, and a bit bigger and a bit more physical than someone like Akira Ioane, to try and remedy that situation.
Just before you go, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. A prediction, if not score, give us the victor at least, because I know, you've predicted a few scores in the past and they've been wrong. I've done the same. Yeah. You go, and then I'll go.
Righty, that sounds fair. My prediction is South Africa to win, but what I will say is that I wouldn't be shocked if the All Blacks won. I mean, you have to remember this is a team that always has very good players, and this team does have very good players, and they're always capable of winning against any team based on who they have. I noted the TAB had the All Blacks at $2.70, South Africa $1.50, and I actually thought that was reasonably fair. I think if I was predicting, I would pick a narrow South African win. I think all the evidence has to point towards that, but wouldn't be shocked if it went the other way.
Yeah, I'm probably the same. I think the South Africans, but I think a better effort from our guys, and maybe, you know, I suppose there's losing badly, and there's losing in a fighting effort, isn't there? So hopefully we can, if it is a loss, we can at least go down fighting this time, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Clay. Sports reporter Clay Wilson there on, of course, that All Blacks test this weekend against the South Africans. A hell of a lot riding on it, not least of all, Coach Ian Foster's future.